This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hello wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are indeed honored and privileged to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this auspicious time of Yawm al-Jumu'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all and to accept all of these deeds and the prayers that we do during this auspicious time. Our guest speaker today is none other than Sheikh Sa'adullah Khan. It's also his birthday today, so we say happy birthday to Sheikh for giving us the talk on his birthday. And can I just ask the Jama'ah, please just stand and fill up all the gaps from the front before we start with the talk, because there's a lot of space in the front and the barakah lies in the front of the masjid.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness, we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of the emissaries of Allah. So the elders, ulama, huffaz, qurra, brothers and sisters, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and every one at this auspicious hour of Jumu'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. In accordance with the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 32/40B of the 2nd of December 1977, 29th November has been declared as the annual International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. And the International Day of Solidarity was intended to provide an opportunity for the global community to focus its attention on the fact that the question of Palestine still remains unresolved and that the Palestinian people are yet to attain their inalienable rights, rights which have been defined by the United Nations General Assembly, and those rights are the rights to self-determination, to national independence, sovereignty, and the right to return to their homes. It has been 47 years of international days of solidarity with Palestine, and more than 76 years of occupation. And despite Palestine being the most universal national cause, the status quo still remains the same. Unrealized Palestinian rights, unfulfilled promises to the Palestinian people. Rather, they are in fact victims of a well-orchestrated, well-organized, well-financed ethnic cleansing, and of course, a very apparent and open genocide. According to the United Nations, Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, as at this morning. For the past 13 months, 45,078 Palestinians have been killed, 103,076 have been seriously injured, over 10,000 people are missing or buried under the rubble, mostly children, and of the 2.1 million Palestinian people in Gaza, 1.9 million Palestinian people are internally displaced. In fact, the world's highest level of people displaced within their own land. And to add to that, 86% of the total population of Gaza is facing catastrophic levels of food insecurity, and the entire population of Palestine is at risk of famine and dehydration. We are caught away in the 21st century, and yet we are witnessing what we are witnessing. Few evils can even approach the existential horror of genocide and the mass extermination of a people. The world is indeed witnessing an open, a brazen, a blatant oppression, even, unfortunately, done in the name of religion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, he said, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. I warn you, be careful and fearful of oppression, for oppression will manifest various forms of darkness on the day of judgment. The 82nd Psalm of the Old Testament echoes words which echoes the voice of conscience. And it is there, even if those who do not follow the Quran, but it is somewhere in a scripture which they believe. It says, give justice to the weak and maintain the rights of the afflicted and of the destitute. So no person of any Abrahamic tradition, at least, has any excuse at any time to inflict harm, to manifest injustice, or to perpetuate oppression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Al-An'am, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The oppressors will never be successful. And this verse is repeated 4 times in the Holy Quran. And this is a very significant lesson for us to learn, because we seem to live in a world where it appears that might is right, implying thereby that the people who have power and authority, people who have wealth, who are in control, and because they are in control, seemingly, therefore they are able to do what they want, because no one will or can ever stop them. That is a fallacy. Because the oppressors may suppress, but oppression never prevails. And history bears clear testimony to that reality. Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, did not ultimately win. Allah makes reference to him. Al-ana wa qad asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsidin. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Allah says in Surah Yunus, Allah makes reference to this. Ultimately, Fir'aun did not win except by immortalizing his name at the top of the list of unjust oppressors, of the mufsideen and of the zalimeen. And he stands at the pinnacle of that as an epitome of oppression and of injustice in the books of history. And only a body was saved, his body remained. He can still be seen in the Cairo Museum, testifying to the power and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No king or kingdom, no pharaoh or any form of pharaohism remains forever. And in the Quran, Allah says about Fir'aun, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Eventually, this powerful Pharaoh, we see his Pharaoh and his army. The powerful Pharaoh and his mighty army, casting them into the sea. See and look and learn what was the end of those who were oppressors. It suffices for us to recognize the fact that Allah does not love those who are of the oppressors. For who can love those whom Allah rejects? Who can align themselves with those whom Allah dislikes? And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. Allah says in Surah Anfal, Allah does not love the traitors, whether you're a Muslim or not. Allah does not love the traitors. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. Allah says in Surah Qasas, وَلَا تَبْغَوْ فِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Do not be of those who spread corruption, who participate and perpetuate corruption. Allah does not love those who are corrupt. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, Allah does not love those, the arrogant and the oppressors. So the divine promise looms large. The oppressors and their allies are destined for destruction. As Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَى أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُ أَقَسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. Allah says, and warn the people of a day when the punishment will come unto them, and those who are oppressors will say, O Lord, delay for us a short term, we will answer your call and follow the messengers and avoid the oppression. Yet the response echoes from Allah, have you not sworn about this before? And there will be no reprieve now, because now it is too late. The Quran brings to our attention a fundamental reality. The struggle for power is a different from the struggle for ideology. You see, in the struggle for power, and we see that very often, and sometimes people lose faith because they confuse why Allah is allowing things to happen. In the struggle for power, Allah leads people to rely on the causes within their means and the balance of power, and whoever seems to hold the stronger ones may seem to win for the time being. But in the struggle of ideology, it is not necessary for the forces to be equal, nor for the balance of causes to be aligned. All the tyrants whom Allah mentions in the Quran, Allah sees them with overpowering might, and he took them, each one of them, at the height and the pinnacle of their power. And Allah says in the Quran, when Allah destroyed Nimrud, who was also a pharaoh of his time, at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did not take him in a moment of weakness, because sometimes we see this. People are powerful, the gathering, world forces, with support of IMF and the UN and the World Bank and all of this. But at the height of his arrogance of Nimrud, proclaiming to the people, قَالَ أَنَا أُحِيِّ وَأُمِيتُ, I decide who lives and who dies, never mind God. I'm the one who decides. This is the words which he said, and Allah documents what he says in the Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah. قَالَ أَنَا أُحِيِّ وَأُمِيتُ, I decide who lives and dies. Don't tell me about God has the right to life and death. Of course, he too died. When Allah destroyed the people of Aad, it wasn't by changing the causes or shifting the balance of power, but while they were boasting, فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the people of Aad, they were arrogant and boastful and proud for the achievements on the earth, بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, without justification for the arrogance. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, and they said, who can be more powerful? Can you imagine anyone more powerful or anyone stronger than us? That's the time Allah took them. When Allah destroyed Thamud, they were master craftsmen and architects, and some of the remains are still to be seen. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ, Allah says in Surah Al-Fajr, he took them while they were skillfully carving palatial homes in the mountainsides. When Allah destroyed Fir'aun, when Allah took on Fir'aun, He didn't do so by changing the balance of power. He destroyed them while Fir'aun was saying, قَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am your Lord, I am the Supreme. In Surah Nazi'at, Allah took him, Allah took Fir'aun at the peak of his power, while he was leading his armed forces with their full might and full strength. At the peak of his power, and his army wasn't weakened, they were at full force when they were taken. You see, no occupier has remained in occupation, and that is an undeniable reality of history. Regardless of the nationality, of the power, of the wealth, or the authority of the occupiers, as I say, history bears clear testimony to this. Every occupation in history has ended. Every occupation in history has ended. And all invaders had to relinquish their occupation and eventually submit or leave. And the ruination, the failure of the oppressors is an inevitable divine promise and is part of the universal law. The oppressed and the supporters of the oppressed must stand up against the oppressors. And Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. Allah, Allah asks a question. What is your excuse that you do not stand up for the oppressed? Those men, women, and children who have been killed and destroyed. What is your excuse? وَمَا لَكُمْ. What is your excuse? Did you stand up in the cause of Allah in defense of the oppressed? So let the patient and the steadfast rebels against the traitors and the oppressors be assured of Allah's promise that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Have conviction and certainty, inshallah, that Allah loves those who do what is righteous and those who are pious. And therefore, people of righteousness and people of conscience realize إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ وَيَبَغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْأَلِيمِ. Blame is attached to those who oppress other people and who behave oppressively and arrogantly on the earth, offending against the rights of other people. This is in Surah Ash-Shura, by the way. For them, there is a grievous consequence of their oppression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us in Surah Ibrahim, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ, reminder for us by the way, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah says, do not think that Allah is unaware of the oppression of the oppressed. Do not think for a moment that Allah is unaware of the oppression of the oppressor. But He grants them respite until the time comes when their eyes will stare in horror at the consequence of what they're doing. And as for those who aid and those who abet, who collaborate in oppression and injustice, Allah will say, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. You did not forbid each other from evil and oppression and corruption, and from that which you witnessed of evil and corruption. And how wicked was that which you supported. Oppressors may parade their power, adorned with splendor, exuding a complacent degree of arrogance. Yet, beneath their facade, their hearts resonate with the groans and the blood of the oppressed people, kindling flames of unrest. And this is undeniably a sign of their utter failure. The truth of their tyranny, it becomes manifest. And of course, because of their tyranny and oppression, it heralds the ultimate judgment of the divine. May Allah grant victory to the oppressed people, whoever they may be and wherever they are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be of those who support the cause of justice, wherever it may be. Allah loves those. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah loves those who are just. And therefore, as we always remind ourselves, اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. Be just, for that is the closest expression to piety. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I just wish to make an announcement. I don't normally make announcement, but I want to make just a very brief announcement. I want these two youngsters to stand up here, two young gentlemen. One is Muhammad Qasim. He led the prayer last week, the Jum'ah Salah last week. He's a student at the Hifz Academy here at Islamia, and he just completed the Quran recently. You know, people become hafiz and mashallah, many hufaz. And upon completion, within a short period of time, he read the entire Quran in the masjid here to different shuyukh who came to listen to him in three consecutive days, in three sittings, 10 Jews at a time. And he led the prayer, the Jum'ah Salah, last week. Make dua for him, inshallah, Muhammad Qasim. Hafiz Muhammad Qasim, inshallah. So may Allah bless him and his family, and may Allah grant them the status of what Allah promised people who carry the Quran. Muhammad Yasin Multi is going to read the Salah today, inshallah. So this person finished the Quran in 2.5 years from scratch. 2.5 years. And he finished the Quran just recently. When did you finish the Quran? August. Just August now, about 2 months, 3 months ago. He read the entire Quran also in 3 days. And this week, he read the entire Quran in 2 sittings. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Let me tell you, and many of us are hufadh here, it takes some doing. And to be hafiz in 2.5 years and to do it a month or two after completing the Quran and to read to different people at one sitting, it is really a remarkable feat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that he preserves the Quran through people. Don't forget, the Quran is not the book. It is a recitation. And the Quran is alive through the recitation of people like these and the memorization. Because even if the books are destroyed, if they were to destroy all the Qurans, no Quran will ever be lost because of these people. And Rasulullah said, a container that carries the Quran will never burn. Some people think it refers to maybe if you put a Quran in a leather bound or a juzdan, what they used to call it in the olden days, leave it on the shelf. If the house burns, the Quran will not burn. It can maybe mean that. But more, according to our ulama, it means the people who carry the Quran, the containers of the Quran, the fire cannot burn them. May Allah grant him, inshallah, maghfirah and jannah. It's the barakah of young people like these and the teachers that Allah grants us, perhaps, the barakah that we have. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve. So, inshallah, Muhammad Yasin Multi will be, inshallah, leading the Jum'ah Salah today, inshallah. Shukran.
Jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh. Just two announcements. We have to make dua for all those that are ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them all shifa. And the second announcement is, can I ask the Jama'ah please to stand and to fill up all the gaps from the front, please, before the adhan goes. Jazakumullah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Allah Akbar.
الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم اني عامل فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبه الدار انه لا يفلح الظالمون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه اتق دعوة المظلوم فإن ليس بينه وبين الله حجاب أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر إخوان المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان. ربي يسر ولا تعسر فأنت الميسر يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا، أنت شافي، لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما، وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، وليسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى، وذكر اسم ربي فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. من
حميدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة هداية لنا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا، اللهم أجرنا من النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.